Welcome to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast.
Some days I move like water. Some days I burn like fire. Some days I wanna push further.
Columbus, Ohio.
Some days I wanna do nothing.
I just wanna
be the best of me.
For you.
Even though sometimes we might disagree, so that I can not be important the best to for me. You.
That you understand
that's
that.
All I wanna do.
But this is why I do what I do.
I'm going through changes.
I really, really like this thing they call postal employment. And if I can help it be around forever, then that's what I'm going to do. But I need your help. Good morning. Actually, good evening, podcast audience. Special podcast for my Columbus audience and other postal facilities that may tune in on the regular to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. Let's jump right into it. Today we had a major power outage in the Columbus, Ohio Citygate processing plant. But I gotta say, I don't think the power outage could have been avoided. So taking that at face value, the manner, and this is unusual for me on my show, the manner in which postal management initially reacted to that situation, I seen a light at the end of the tunnel. I've not seen that before or in a long time. I think probably since I stopped being a manager, but I've not seen that, but I saw it today. And I want to tell you, again, believe me when I tell you, when I podcast to you about post office, particularly Columbus, Ohio, that's just not knowledge. That's personal feeling going into that also. And what I saw today, again, MDO Spencer, and normally I don't say names on my show, but today I'm going to, and if they get upset, let me apologize in advance. But no, MDO Spencer acted as an MDO, made decisions. I mean, and don't get me wrong. When the lights went out and management kind of took over the environment, initially everything was kind of chill. And when I say chill, I mean chill. MDO Spencer, assisted by Paula, Warren, and Miko, and always you got Kai bringing up the rear, but you've got management actually, again, maintaining a calm environment in that situation today. And the reason I'm happy to say that to you is because I don't usually podcast about management doing a whole lot right. But again, I walk in the middle of the road, not on the union, not on management. I walk in the road where I consider, I call it Kenny Hodges right. Don't make it definitely right, but it's right as I see it. So again, to management, Anjanette, Paula, Warren, Miko, Kai, I give you a major hand clap. I'm sorry, not a big fan, but the young lady on the dock, Missy Thompson, I'm sorry, I'm not a fan, but definitely did not mean to intentionally leave you out. That whole crew, Anjanette, Paula, Warren, Missy,
Rochelle,
Kai, again, they kept things calm and safe in that situation. Then at some point, I guess they had to reach higher again, as they should. That is a chain of command. And the decision, I'm sorry, the decision was made, well, let's get some mail sorted in the old 30. You know what? I'm going to keep this real positive, because I'm going through changes as well. Because what I saw today before the old 30 male incident was management in control of a situation. And again, I guess that deep buried inside old managers seeing that. And that was very invigorating to see. And hold on to your hat. Hold on to your hat. Because the senior lead showed up. Jeff showed up. Hotchkiss showed up. And again, delivered a COVID-19 conversation to the employees. And even that was on point. I mean, the manner in which it's being delivered, I'm not going to get into the information and the timeliness of it, but the manner in which it's being delivered on a whole is far different from what we heard a couple of town hall meetings ago. I don't know. Maybe he was in jeans and a shirt, and it made him more relaxed. I don't know. But again, as that guy, and that's who I think I am, that guy that wants to tell you about postal operations, particularly in Columbus, Ohio, I want to tell you today that I seen something that could be very beneficial to the employees who continue employment. Because I'm on that downward slope. I'm talking days, maybe months before I just retire. So when I speak to you, again, I hope I'm speaking to the future of the organization. But I want to tell you today what I saw was impressive. And it was, again, it showed that in a situation, postal management can respond and respond in a manner that lets the employees know that your concern, in this case, your safety, is the first concern. So hand clap to you, postal management, today. Tomorrow, I'll probably be talking trash about you again, but I'm a firm believer that when it's good, it's good. And today, postal management, as far as I'm concerned, it was good. You know, understanding the enormity of what happened today, oh, wow. You know what? I am remiss in my reporting duties, because I want to tell you, the first manager that started the whole trend of positivity was Dan Wallace out of maintenance. Now, let me tell you something, okay? When this happened and the employees began to gravitate to the cafeteria, and again, employees mindful, maintaining as much as possible safe distancing. When I seen Dan Wallace come out there with the mask to ensure that those who did not have or wanted an additional one was being passed out and being served, again, that just started.
You mean he actually passed out masks?
Postal nuclear chain of event of positive events for a change. And again, it may never be said, it may never be written anywhere, but I'm sure most employees appreciated that. And then at some point we had the let's go sort some mail fiasco. But keeping it positive, hey, you did that thing today, postal management.
Okay, I've got a short 10-minute podcast for you today. Don't really want to give postal management too many accolades today, because I'm sure tomorrow, well, let's just say we'll wait and see what tomorrow brings. But I was in a town hall meeting and someone asked, is it possible that the post office shut down and just do a deep cleaning of all that equipment in the building? And the answer to that was no. Well, we shut down today. And I'm pretty sure about 2 or 3 days into it, we're going to make this up. But we can shut down operations and be more proactive as far as sanitizing equipment that post employees have to use and work with every day. Have a great day. This is Kenny Hodge on the podcast.